This week, Pope Francis marked his fourth year as head of the Catholic Church. The former Jesuit priest from Argentina has made his mark on world affairs, that much is clear. Francis is widely recognized as a moral leader. The pontiff has also raised hopes about change at the Vatican without necessarily delivering on those hopes. And on one issue in particular, Francis still faces a steep uphill struggle. From the World's Religion Desk, Matthew Bell has that story.
In the first year of his tenure, Pope Francis announced that he would create a Vatican commission for the protection of minors. For some, this was a sign that the new pope was serious about addressing the issue of child sex abuse by Catholic clergy. But when Francis asked Marie Collins to be part of the commission, she says she had reason to be skeptical.
Because a lot of people felt that I was just being asked to join the commission as a sort of token survivor.
Collins was sexually abused by a priest in Ireland when she was a child. Years later, she pressed charges in court and won. Collins went on to become an advocate for other victims. When she got that offer to join the Pope's commission, she says she saw it as a way to make sure the Vatican was sincere about protecting children.
So I decided to join and see how it turned out.
Collins says everyone on the commission worked very hard. They came up with some concrete recommendations, like setting up tribunals to hold clergy accountable. But there were bureaucratic hurdles at every turn. Collins says she stuck with it for 3 years. In the end, she says she had no choice but to resign.
Although the Pope has backed initiatives put forward by the commission, they haven't actually turned into reality. So what we have now still is words and no actions.
Early on, Collins says the Papal Commission was denied funding and denied access to Vatican officials. The last straw, she says, was the refusal by Vatican departments to provide a basic response to the victims and survivors who had sent in correspondence about their cases. Collins says the default position in the Catholic Church on the issue of child sex abuse is denial and obfuscation. And she resigned from the commission to let that be known publicly.
How much more do they need to know? They used to go along with this story of, you know, it was a learning curve and they didn't understand. You know, we're years down the line now. You know, they can't be that stupid that they still don't understand. They shouldn't be able to get away with that anymore.
The head of the Vatican Commission for Protecting Minors is Cardinal Sean O'Malley, who's also Archbishop of Boston. After Marie Collins resigned, O'Malley told the Boston Globe that he shared some of her frustrations. He called Collins an extraordinary contributor to the commission and said the church needs to listen to the voices of victims. But O'Malley defended Pope Francis's record on this issue, saying that he's bringing change to the Vatican bureaucracy, which is always difficult. The Pope himself has sent mixed signals, says Paul Vallely. He's the author of a biography about Pope Francis called The Struggle for the Soul of Catholicism. Vallely points out that Francis has met with victims and called for zero tolerance for both abusers and those who cover up for them.
There's no doubt that on a personal level, he has an awful lot of sympathy for this. But on the institutional level, he seems more blind to it.
Vallely says Pope Francis has accomplished something remarkable. In the last 4 years, he's got people all over the world rethinking their views of the Catholic Church.
Because he's made being a Catholic something positive in the modern world. And yet, this issue is there under the skin, and it hasn't gone away, and he really needs to get to grips with it.
One thing Francis could do is follow the advice of his own commission and set up tribunals to hold Catholic clergy accountable for the protection of children. But so far, no one, no priests and no bishops, have faced prosecution under any new rules. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.